I'll start it. My name is Vera Gramling. I'm talking with Mrs. Woodward here in her living room on Route 2 in Scottsville, Kentucky. Today's date is Friday, April 13, 1984. Now, Mrs. Woodward, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, speak up. And to make sure my records are correct, will you please spell your full name?
MaryWoodward.
You don't have a middle name?
Carolyn.
All right.
You got that?
Mm-hmm. Your
CaroLyn.
All right. What was your maiden name?
Jones.
Jones. And your spouse's full name?
Lewis Wilson Woodward.
And spell that for me.
LewisWilsonWoodard.
All right, that's fine. Do you have an occupation?
Housewife.
Housewife, that keeps you
homemaker.
Homemaker, all right. And what's your husband's occupation?
He's a retired Methodist minister.
How long have you lived at this address?
6 years, last October.
And where did you live before that?
Well, we moved here from Henderson. This is our home county. We're originally from here. But we had been in the ministry for 38 years until we moved back home 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He developed a heart condition and we had to retire and come home.
Oh, where were your parents from then?
From this county.
Whereabouts?
Out close to Mount Union Church, out in the Mount Union community.
Okay. What did they do?
Well, Mother was a housewife. We lived on a farm. Daddy was a farmer, and he worked at a sawmill part-time, but mostly just farming.
And what formal education did they have?
Well, just grade.
Grade school.
Grade school.
Uh-huh. To the eighth grade, or?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm not positive, but I think so.
And your husband's family, where did they come from?
From Allen County, close to the same place.
Uh-huh. You grew up together?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did his parents, now let's see, what were their names? Let's get your parents' names.
My father was Milford Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was Bertha Sadler Jones.
And what's that? Is that her maiden name?
No, that's her, yes, her maiden name.
Sadler?
Uh-huh.
All right. And your husband's parents, where were they from?
They were from the county here,
yeah.
and Jim Woodward and Bertha Woodward.
And her maiden name, do you know what her name?
Napier.
Bertha Napier,
uh-huh.
Woodward. And he didn't have a middle name?
I'm not sure if he did or not.
Okay. Then is it safe to assume that your religious preference is Methodist?
Yes. Since he's a Methodist minister, I grew up in a General Baptist church, but as I married a Methodist minister, I joined the Methodist church with him and have been there for a long time.
What is your birth date?
January 3rd, 1911.
1911, which makes you
73.
Never would have believed it. Where did you go to school?
I went to school, the grade school, to Mount Union, one room school then. And then I went a year to high school in Tennessee, and then I went to Scottsville.
Finished high school. Did you have any career ideas when you were young, things that you wanted to do?
No, not really. We grew up on the farm. There was a big family, 11 children. And we just did the farm work and helped with the chores at home and everything. And really there wasn't too much then that you could do. But uh, as far as that, and we just
went on to marry special. And look after. Well, I wouldn't say that becoming a homemaker could be called nothing special.
Well, no, that's right.
When did you learn to quilt?
Well, I guess as soon as I was old enough to begin to sew, because we did quilt at home, and Mother used quilting frames that swung from the ceiling then, you know. They were full size, and they hooked to the ceiling, and then we'd all get around that and quilt, and we would, we didn't do a lot of fancy quilts. A lot of them were string quilts that we learned the piece first, you know, or nine patch or something that was easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would put them in, and they would lay them off in fans, we called it. We quilted in fans most of it then.
Mm-hmm. So, how did your mother taught you to quilt then?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How did she go about teaching you?
Well, just by watching her and showing us how to sew, and of course we learned to sew by piecing the quilts, and then just became natural, I guess, as we grew up.
Did she make you take your work out and do it over if it didn't suit her?
Well, I don't remember that she did.
I don't
remember that she did.
And you say, what were some of the quilt patterns that you made when you were learning?
Well, it was nine patch and just string quilt, something that was easy and simple for us, mostly.
Would you make your string quilts on paper?
Yes. Uh-huh. We'd put them on paper, sew them, and then trim them around the paper, you know, and then we'd put them together.
Who else in your family quilted?
Well, my sisters. I have five sisters, and of course we all quilted as we grew old enough, and older ones as they married off while the rest of us would work. And I guess all of them.
Can you remember how old you were when you actually started using the needle?
No, not really, but not very old, I don't guess, because I mean, as far back as I can remember.
Before you went to school?
No, not before I went to school, but I mean after I was any size much while we would piece quilts and learn to do things like that.
Did any men in the family quilt?
No.
Mm-hmm. Are any of your sisters living that you quilted with, any of the folks that in your family?
All of my sisters are living.
Isn't that? Or do they live around here?
All of them live here close, here around Scottsville. And I have three brothers living. Two brothers are dead. I have three brothers living.
Have there been periods in your life when you were too busy to quilt?
Yes. After I married, I quilted for several years, and then when he became active in the ministry in 1941, while we moved to a charge then where we were there, and we were raising our family. The children were small, and there was a number of years through when we were so busy with the churches that I didn't have time to quilt. And I didn't do much quilting then until I guess in 75 I started that. We moved to Henderson, Kentucky. And there was a group of ladies that met at the church one day a week and quilted. And they would do quilting for people in the church or in the community. And they would use money that they made for projects in the church. And I started going over and quilting with them, really just learned over, really, because I hadn't quilted for several years. But we got to quilt in there and really enjoyed it. And that's when I got more interested in and started making more quilts.
Got back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about your family now. How many children do you have?
I have four.
You have four.
Three sons and a daughter.
They live close by here?
All of them, but the oldest son, and he's in Louisville. He's teaches at the University of Louisville in the dental school.
Mm-hmm.
And, our other two sons live here, and our daughter lives here.
Did they go on to college?
Yes. Our second son is a chemist. He has his own company, paint company, out here in the county. And our youngest son and our daughter are both teachers here in the Allen County system.
How much time do you spend quilting at a time when you...
Well, some days I'll put in several hours. Then some days, of course, I don't do very much, and maybe some, not any. No certain amount, just...
And where do you like to do your quilting? There in the living room?
Or? Yes, that's the lightest place. I have more light there, and it's easier, and it's out of the way, too. We're not in there as much.
Any special time of day you like to do it more than others?
Early of the morning, usually. Sometimes I'll wake up and get up real early and quilt an hour before I fix breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back during the day and quilt.
Do you listen to music or have anything else going on while you quilt?
Radio a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get your quilt designs?
Well, I've taken a quilt magazine right now that I've gotten some from, and then some that I got when we lived at Henderson. Some of the ladies that quilted there, I got some patterns from them. And then, of course, my cross stitch, I just bought those and made them.
What are some of the quilt patterns that you enjoy making, piecing?
Well, I enjoyed this log cabin that I fixed. Then I have the piece done. Fancy Dresden plate and a Lone Star that I have ready to quilt. I have four tops ready to quilt, three besides the one that I've just put in that I have pieced in the last year and a half, I guess.
Are there any that you enjoy more than any one that you enjoy more than another in piecing?
No, not particular, I don't guess. I just love to work with them.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
Well, I don't know.
What should a good quilt be like?
Well, it's hard to have to answer that. I like the one that's soft and fluffy like. I use the polyester mat mist batting. And I think that makes them softer, just something that's pliable and fluffy, I think.
And how should it look? What about the stitches?
Well, I don't make too good of stitches, but then as small as you can, I think it's
small and even. Mm-hmm. Why do you make quilts?
I just enjoy it.
Hobby, for the pleasure of it.
Is this for the children someday?
To pass on to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that the reason you made them in the first place?
No, in the first place I made them because we really needed them. After we were married, I made quilts. And, you know, you used them more then for covers because you didn't have electric blankets and things like that then. Or we didn't. And we made them for covers, usually just for the family.
Did you have a certain number of quilts made ahead of time for when you got married?
No, not a certain amount. I had some, and then I made, after I married, I made several new quilts, and then we had a fire and burned up all I had about 5 years after we got married. And, of course, then that put me back, and I did make some more, but they'd just be something I could make quick, you know, that didn't take a lot of time that we would have to use until later years when I had more time.
You don't have any quilts left then that you had before?
No, not my first ones. They all, every one, I lost in the fire.
Do you have any that your mother made? Any
no,
that were handed to
no,
you?
No, I don't think I have any that she made. I have one that was given to us when we was on our second charge when we lived in Albany, Kentucky. And when we moved from there, one of the churches gave us a quilt, one of the older quilts I have in here.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. Then I have one that a church gave us when we lived in Louisville and when we moved away by the...
So you do have some...
Have some that's
treasures.
Treasures, mm-hmm. Like that.
What do you find most satisfying, piecing or quilting?
Well, I guess I get along faster piecing, but I enjoy both.
Yeah, you wouldn't give either one?
No, not really.
Do you ever go to quilting bees, or have you ever? Was this meeting at the church like a quilting bee?
Well, probably. It was an organization in the church. In our Methodist church, we have the United Methodist Women, and
yes,
this was one circle in the... the group there that met, and that was
the work group. That circle
that was,
did.
Uh-huh, that's what that circle did. Of course, they'd have their programs, but they would always meet one day a week, and we would stay all day. They'd have lunch. Somebody would come to the church and fix hot lunch for us, and we would just quilt and enjoy the day together, fellowship.
Oh, were there any other times when you quilted with other people?
No, not since we were at home.
At home together.
Uh-huh.
You didn't quilt with neighbors as you were growing up.
No, I don't remember that you did.
You enjoy quilting with the group then?
Yes.
Is it fun?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Really.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? Somebody wanting a Kentucky quilt.
I don't know, really, that I have.
Ever have. Mm-hmm. Okay. Has anyone, have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
No, I guess not, because none of the children can quilt. My daughter sews a lot, but she's never quilted. She's never tried that.
Oh, you were talking about some quilt books. Do you have any favorites? What quilt books do you have?
Well, this is Quilt World that
it's a magazine.
It's a magazine.
Uh-huh.
And then I get patterns each month while I get certain patterns in it.
That's the only one then. Quilt World is the one,
yes,
that you use.
Uh-huh.
And you take patterns from these, and do you follow them exactly the way they're presented, or do you change them to suit yourself?
Well, no, so far I have followed the ones that I got from the magazine.
Do you ever go to quilt exhibits or fairs or?
No, I'd like to sometime, but I haven't except the one they had in here at Scottsville.
When was that?
It was in January. That's when I took my quilts, mm-hmm, up there, and I got this red second prize on the quilt.
That was the one that they had as a forerunner to the Kentucky Heritage,
yes,
Quilt Contest.
Uh-huh.
I was there. I don't remember meeting you.
I don't remember meeting you. I may have seen you, but I don't remember.
And
that's the only time that I have ever put in any.
And what was the quilt? Which quilt was it that won the prize?
It was the Iris Garden, the one that's on the bed back there, the blue.
And at what place did it take?
It's second place.
Well, why didn't you go ahead and enter it into the contest?
Well, I just... didn't do it. It wasn't committed. I didn't know. I just didn't find out where it was going to be and didn't.
Well, they gave you, we gave out forms that day. I guess you missed yours.
Well, I guess I did. I didn't fill out any forms.
Well, that's too bad. We'll talk about that later on. Do men quilt at all that you know of?
I don't know of any that quilts. Now, there's a man at Henderson that made quilts. He cross-stitched quilts, because I have one in there that he made. He was 75 years old and was janitor of our church, and he enjoyed when he was at home. He did cross-stitching all the time, just made quilts, but they would hire somebody to quilt them. He didn't do any quilting.
What was his name?
Thomas Staples.
Thomas Staples, and he's in Henderson, Kentucky. What do you do with your finished quilts?
Well, I'm using part of them on my beds, and the rest of them I just put some on the quilt rack and some in the cedar chest and just store them.
Have you ever quilted for other people?
No.
Could you price any of your quilts? Would you ever sell a quilt?
No, not really. I don't guess. I had a man to want to buy one that's quilted at Henderson, but I thought, well, it's worth as much to me as it is to him. he offered me $125 for it when, as soon as we got it quilted, before it was hemmed or anything, but I wanted to keep it because it's one I'd made and I thought the children would enjoy it sometime.
If you were to put a dollar value on a quilt you made, what do you think it would be worth?
I really don't have any idea because I don't know that much about how to sell.
Have you had, what do you do with your old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Well, I haven't had that many to wear out since my first one's all burned, and the others I haven't had too many because we use blankets a lot and I just...
You save your quilts.
Yes.
And was this show in January that the Extension Service had here the only one you ever entered?
Yes.
You don't have any other prizes?
No.
Do you think there's been a change in people's attitude toward quilting over the years?
I think so. I think it has become an art that they're wanting to restore that used to be, you know, very popular, but I think it's becoming more popular now than it had been for a long time.
How do you account for this change, and why, you know, why do you think we had, you're saying we had a time when they didn't do it?
Didn't do as much of it, I don't believe. I don't really know. I don't know why that people didn't do. Now, maybe in some places they did, but in, seemed like where we have been, they didn't do it as much as they did earlier.
What do you think is bringing it back?
I don't know, unless they just decided that it's such a valuable thing that the art of doing the quilts are something that's special and they want to restore it.
Oh, what do you see is the value of maintaining this art, the value of quilting? How do you feel about that?
Oh, I think the beauty of it, I think this nothing prettier than pretty quilt. That's one thing that I think of.
What do you see, how do you see the role of quilting in your own life? Has it played a significant role in your life, quilting?
Well, it's been something I have really enjoyed since I started I was in this group that quilted at Henderson. It made me enjoy it more, and I just then started on my own after we moved home to do this, and I just really enjoy it.
Oh, it's a pleasurable thing. Do you have favorite colors that you use in your quilts when you make them?
Well, yes, I guess so. And this last one that I pieced, I've always thought that red and black were so pretty together that I selected my material. I looked for a long time before I ever decided and selected the material like I wanted to put it together. And I think it does have a lot to do with the quilt, some of the colors that you use.
And would you say red was among your favorites then?
Red is, I guess, one of my favorites.
Is there any significance? Have you ever heard people using red in a quilt for any special reason other than just liking it?
No, not that I can think of.
Do you, what kind of thread do you quilt with?
Regular quilting thread. It's the spool that says quilting thread.
And what size needles do you use?
I don't know what size. I just buy the regular quilting needles. Now, I don't remember the size that's on the, I guess it's the size on them. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what it is. But I use a little sharp needle. I think it's easier to quilt with than a larger needle. Mm-hmm. I don't know what number they are.
Is your quilting thread a little harder or stiffer? Or is it different?
Uh-huh.
How is it different from sewing thread?
Well, it doesn't knot as bad. It's stiffer and slick-like. And it just goes through there.
It's coated. Now, you use a standard frame, don't you?
Yes.
Have you ever used a lap frame?
No, I haven't.
And you say this is a purchase frame you have in your living room?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it's adjustable so that you roll your quilt up and you just have a little of it, a reach at a time.
Uh-huh.
Have the materials in quilting changed much since you started quilting as a girl?
Well, yes, I guess so. Now, then, nearly everything was all cotton. And today, so much of it is blends, polyester blends, that are softer and really easier to quilt than all cotton.
Oh. What kind of quilting material did you have when you started making quilts as a girl?
Just regular cottons.
The cotton bats.
Uh-huh.
Did you buy those bats or did you make them?
No, we bought them.
You bought them.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a good quilt stitch?
I don't really know. I don't know. I don't understand exactly what
you
mean.
Well, describe... If you saw quilting in a quilt and you looked at the stitches, was there some stitches some ways it was being done that you say it was good, or are there some stitching that's done in the quilting that you wouldn't think was too good? What makes a good quilt stitch?
Well, the smaller stitches you can make, I think, are the prettiest. Of course, in some quilts are thicker maybe, or harder to sew, and you don't make as small as stitches you can in some.
So sometimes the size of the stitch is
depends
on the materials in the quilt. Mm-hmm. Now you embroider your quilts, don't you? You embroider quilts.
Yes. That you mean the cross stitch?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You use cross stitch, and do you ever use any other kind of embroidery on them?
Yes, my Iris garden had 3 or 4 different stitches. It had outline stitch and had satin stitch. And the cross stitch. There was 3 or 4 different stitches in it.
And these were kits?
Uh-huh.
Do you make up your own... Oh, do you sign your quilts ever?
No, I haven't. I wish I had, but I haven't.
Is it too late?
Not really. I guess I will. The newer ones I'm making now, I think I will.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it would be good to...
Put your name and the date
and
made it.
Uh-huh.
On the back of it. A generation from now, someone might want to know, even someone in your family.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And if they didn't remember you, it would be hard to establish.
I'd thought about that, and I think I will on these that I'm making, at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can go back and put your name on others you've done, children, hey. Just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make up your own designs?
No, not really.
Do you have a favorite quilt pattern?
Well, I really like the Dresden plate, that fancy Dresden plate that I made. I think it's real pretty. And I guess it's about as much my favorite as any I've made.
What colors? Do you have special colors you like to make the Dresden plate in?
Well, I have all colors. It's in small prints, little baby prints. And I have the centers are brown, and then it's outlined 4 points in yellow tones, and then the different colors
in between. And is there anything else about the quilters in your family that you'd like to share? Any specific things that your family did when they were quilting, or customs that you had in your family that were revolved around quilting? Was there anything special about quilting together at your house?
Well, I don't know that there's anything special. It was just one of those things, when we had something like that to do, we just all worked together to get it done, and I don't know of anything really special about it.
Well, I thank you.